Haskell, Brother, S.N. Boylston, Massachusetts, August 26, 1880. Dear Brother S.N. Haskell, here we are upon the campground. We have met your good wife, apparently as well as usual. We had an hour's good visit with her. There is a large turnout here. There is a good, pleasant ground. We are on the ground at the very first of the meeting. Father spoke last night. I attended the first morning meeting before breakfast. It was quite a cool morning. There were many blue noses, but all seemed cheerful. I spoke about 30 minutes in regard to the state of things in the churches, the indifference, the coldness, the backsliding and the fretting, the murmuring and the lack of union. All was for want of Bible religion. Jesus Christ was not enshrined in the heart, and the result was the Satan side of the character was continually appearing instead of Christ being revealed in our lives and in our character. I impressed on their minds the solemn fact that we were in the day of God's preparation, and now was the time for us to form characters for the future immortal life. We have not a moment to lose. Why there is not more happiness and joy and comfort in religious service is because we do not do work enough for God, and Satan finds some mischief for idle hands to do. Unsanctified hearts and minds, unsanctified tongues, do great harm, and Christ is dishonored by his professed followers. I think there was some feeling in the meeting. There were some tears shed, and interest manifested. There are 50 tents beside the pavilion already pitched, and the number will increase today. We hope to see the work of God progress here on the ground. Our main meeting was the very best we have attended in the state of Maine. Our social meetings were good from the first. I had a burden of testimony which melted its way to hearts. Many seemed to arouse as from slumber, and there was a hearty response to the truth spoken. The Spirit of Jesus seemed to pervade the meetings. There were softened, subdued feelings. Hearty confessions were made. Brother Tuck seemed well nigh lost to the cause, but he made humble confessions and seemed to be drawing near to God. We hope that he will take altogether a higher, bolder stand for the truth than he has hitherto done. We shall try, after camp meetings are over, to spend some months in New England. We want you here, then, to help in the work. I think Father would go to California this winter if I encouraged it, but I fear to do this at present. I think more local, direct effort in this region would be actually essential for the salvation of the churches. I am not afraid even to spend a winter here, but let the Lord direct is our prayer. We must go where Jesus leads. My courage is good to trust in God more and fear less. The Lord has helped me hitherto. You must be at the General Conference. Arrange meetings so this may be. The Lord lead and guide you is my prayer. Only cling to that hand that is mighty to save and to deliver. Only trust him and hide in him, and he will work for you. Take things now lazily. Ride all you can. Write but little that will tax. Save yourself in every way you can. There is work for all who have a mind to work, and your strength will be needed. Come closer and nearer to Jesus, and he will give you peace and rest. I will write you again while meetings are in progress. Be of good courage, and do not be faint in spirit or distrust God for one moment. I have trials, but Jesus lives and reigns, and I will not fear to trust myself in his hands. It is humble trust we need. It is humility of mind. It is the meekness of Jesus we would cherish. Write me how you get along in Oakland.